City Harbor Master Matthew Cresswell says the issue is about safety and a small group of people damaging public property.
We really don't know how many people are down there doing it the right way and being safe and polite and not causing problems in that area. But it's very obvious when someone isn't doing it right.
Cresswell says over the last few years, he and his staff have noticed skateboarders weaving among crowds of tourists in the summer. Cement benches along the seawalk have been damaged, too. He says most of the time, it's the same people. That's why they're asking the Docks and Harbors Board to consider updating a 2014 ordinance that restricts skating to include the seawalk and bus staging areas. Board member Chris Diamond suggested that rather than punishing all skateboarders, the city could create areas nearby where they're encouraged to skate safely.
It would not be a skateboard facility, but it would still allow that if someone's passing through or someone's down skateboarding in an evening when there's no tourists in town, that if they're in that area, that they're not going to be damaging our facilities.
Diamond, whose 11-year-old stepson also wrote to the board to oppose the skating ban, proposed the city meet with skateboarders to talk about the possibilities. Years ago, when a similar conversation was happening in the community, skateboarders worked together with the city to build a skate park in the Mendenhall Valley. On Wednesday, skaters of all ages testified against restricting their access downtown. Ryan Cortez pointed out that unlike other sports that require expensive equipment and facilities, skateboarding is accessible for people of all ages and backgrounds. He said restricting not just skateboards, but scooters, longboards, and rollerblades is unfair.
I'll be honest, I'm one of those people that grind that ledge, but I don't think that because of five of us that are able to actually do those activities on those ledges, that literally everyone else should be punished for that.
Several people said the Valley Skate Park can get crowded and is sometimes too dark. Wayne Smallwood said the docks are one of the last legal places for skateboarders to go downtown. He said healthy activities are already limited because of the pandemic.
I think it would be nice to actually have the skate park upgraded and maybe put some money into that because there's a lot of kids that are in quarantine now. There's nothing to do.
Jennifer Gross teaches roller skating and likes to skate along the seawalk on summer evenings.
That area of downtown is just a really smooth area. There's not a lot of nice, smooth places for roller skaters can learn and begin on their roller skates.
The board ultimately asked City Harbor's staff to meet with other departments to talk about alternatives, and they plan to form a committee to work with skateboarders. Any decision to restrict or ban skating along the waterfront would have to be made by the Juneau Assembly. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.